Anyway, we digress. Because Dame Julie's having a birthday today. Probably one of the reasons why she wasn't in that movie is because she's no longer a spring chicken, as they might say. Still one of the all-time greats, of course. How old, Whitey, is Dame Julie Andrews?
I'm going to go with 81.
81 for Dame Julie Andrews. Now, I've got a feeling that Craig Gabriel would have the Dame in his Rolodex because he's a friend of the stars and friend of the legends, and in fact, a legend himself in his Lacoste outfit covering the French Open for us on The Breakfast Club. Craig, good morning.
Jules, today, is 85.
Very good.
Correct.
You are the best at this game.
She lives in Switzerland. Did you ever see her in a film called Victor Victoria?
I did not.
Such a funny film. She played opposite Robert Preston, and who was originally in a movie called The Music Man. But this was a very funny movie, set in the sort of Edwardian era. And she played a woman impersonating a man impersonating a woman so that she could put, she could be an actor on the stage. So it's worth catching a glimpse of. And, so that was a nice movie with Julie. And then she was also in Camelot on the stage.
Oh, okay, yes, okay.
Yep. She was, and she did My Fair Lady on the stage, and she was actually a bit put out. I mean, she told me this, that she was put out when she didn't get the part in the film, which went to Audrey Hepburn.
Right, okay. That's disappointing for Jules fans. But Jules, as you know her, is absolutely celebrating her 85th birthday today. I've just come across the information that Mary Poppins was her film and screen debut. So
yes,
she started.
Won her an Academy Award.
She started with a bang, so to speak.
That's quite like remarkable. Starting 30 possessions and 3 goals.
That's right. That's when he also broke the booze.
But you know, also talking about remakes, you know, there was one I did not like the remake, and it was The Italian Job.
Oh, yes, with Charlize and...
The one with Michael Caine was so good. And second one was a dud.
Well, I haven't seen the first one, I don't think. I've only seen the remake of recent times. With Charlize and Jason Statham and some of the Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
And the mini cars and the gold bars. It's all good.
Yes.
Craig, let's talk some tennis because there's been some massive news overnight. Serena is out.
Yeah, absolutely. Serena is out at the start of the day in Paris. She called a press conference to announce that she was withdrawing because of this Achilles injury that she picked up in New York. Which gave her a bit of trouble in the match that she had against Victoria Azarenka over there. And she played her first round over here. She was out on a light practice with her coach, Mr. Self-promoter, Patrick Mouratoglou. And they decided that she wasn't going to take a chance because the way she put it, it is at the acute level. On this Achilles injury. And she said she was struggling to walk a bit, so it's about 3 to 4 weeks of rest now.
Okay, that is big news, because I think it also means, with that news and some of the performances already, Craig, that the semi-finalists from last year's Women's French Open are no longer a part of the competition. Naomi Osaka's not there, which doesn't help, but the other three are no longer now in the field.
Didn't Amanda Anisimova reach the semi-finals?
Oh, I don't know. I just read the tweet last night. I was hoping that you'd be able to back me up.
I think Ash Barty beat Amanda Anisimova in an absolute nail-biter that Ash at one stage felt she wasn't going to win and then really knuckled down and gave herself some belief and ended up winning that and reaching the final, in which obviously we now know she won, but Marketa Bondrusova, who she beat in the final, she is out of the tournament, yeah.
Righto. Well, that's bad news to have Serena out. That's no good. We wanted to see if she'd get that 24th at elusive.
Well, yeah, but there you go. At least that stays firm. Margaret Court's record holds on till at least the Australian Open in January.
Well, yeah, that'd be a nice place to break it, wouldn't it? If you're going to break it or get there, match it up.
We'll see.
Do you think that's, I mean, I don't want to sort of whatever. But do you think it's just that's it now with Serena? I mean, it's just things just sort of conspiring against her that she's just not going to be able to win another one?
Well, we've got to see. I mean, she turned 39 just a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, things are catching up with her. And we'll just wait and see how things go once this is done and if she gets to Australia. And look, I still think she has one more left in her. I mean, the cards have obviously got to fall the right way for her, but we'll see.
I want to ask you about Kiki Bertens, because she played in a dramatic match against Sarah Rani. Now, Sarah Rani, she's one strange person, and often gets herself involved in a bit of controversy after matches when she loses. She's not a particularly good loser. So Bertens has won 9-7, but she got carried off in a wheelchair, and Sarah Rani kind of said she was putting it on.
Yeah, and Kiki Burton said, I'm not that good an actor. So it's not possible for me to put on a performance of acting in the state that she was in. And, she was put in a wheelchair, and then they tried to move a leg of hers to settle her in the wheelchair, and she just started screaming in pain, and the tears started as well. But there were so many different parts of her that were cramping her. I think it was her left leg and her right hand and left arm as well. So she was not in a good state, and they were wiping her down with ice. I mean, she recovered later on, certainly. But, it was not... You hate seeing that sort of a thing happen.
No, it was unusual. What about the Aussies in action yesterday? Had Astra Sharma and Dasha Gavrilova in action yesterday. How'd they go?
Outskis. Both of them lost. Astra Sharma was first, and my play was delayed, by the way, at the start of the day because of rain, but they eventually got on, and Sharma lost to the 27th seed, Ekaterina Alexandrova, 6-3, 6-3. And then Dasha had chances against Jeannie Bouchard. This was their fourth meeting. It was 2-1 to Bouchard. But Dasha got the first set 7-5 and then made a bit of a rally in the second, just couldn't level that second set. And after that, Bouchard got that and then it ended up winning 5-7, 6-4, 6-3.
How's Simona going?
Simona?
Yeah.
Oh, Simona. Simona won. 6-3, 6-4 over Arina Camelia Begu, another Romanian, one of her friends. It was a little bit tight, but she got through that. I think she was pretty satisfied with that performance. So, yeah, you'd have to figure that she's getting even a little bit more favoritism for the title.
And Simona Halep doing great things. Sinner, Jannik Sinner, he's going beautifully, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Great sets with Jannik Sinner. He's a top candidate. I mean, he's going to be so good. And he's only 19. He only turned 19 a month ago. And he beats Benjamin Bonzi of France. Came through the qualifying. What's that for a name? Benjamin Bonzi. hello, Bonzi. Oh, you're Bonzi. Oh, wonderful. Sinner moving through 6-2, 6-4, 6-4.
He's there. Andre Zverev threw in five as well. He had to work pretty hard.
He was almost down two sets. He could have been down two sets to love. And then he should have won it in four. And then it goes to five with Pierre-Yves Herbert.
What's his name, that bloke?
Pierre-Yves Herbert, who won his first match a couple of days ago as a father. He's just become a father for the first time.
Oh, good luck to him.
He's pretty chuffed with everything, obviously, and good luck to him on that.
Pierre-Yves Herbert. What about our man Polmans tonight, Mark Polmans, who's through to second round?
He's got second round, playing for a place in the third round. I should just also say Victoria Azarenka was bounced out today. She was the number 10 seed by Anna Karolina Schmidlova of Slovakia, 6-2, 6-2. Azarenka has not been comfortable here. But as far as Paulo It's a tough one for him. He's playing the 20th seed, Christian Garin. First time meeting. It's first time he's playing somebody in the top 20. But look, let's give him a chance. Why not? He's still alive in the tournament. That means he's got a chance. And fingers crossed, he'll put the goods together. And one thing's for sure with Mark, I mean, he'll give it everything he's got. He's not going to throw in the towel.
Right. He's the last man standing for the Aussies?
Yep. He's the last Australian, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, we send the best
luck. In the singles.
I think that's 7 o'clock tonight. I'll check your local guides on Court 9 for Aussie Mark Pomerantz. And then, what else do I need to ask you? I need to ask, about the balls, the heavy balls. Are they becoming more used to the heavy balls, the players?
Not really. I mean, they've stopped making any comments about them because I think they've had their say, but I wouldn't say they are feeling all the more comfortable with the balls because nothing has really changed. The conditions are still heavy. The balls are still fluffing up, slowing things down. So, I mean, today was a little bit better because it was a bit warmer. Not great, but a bit warmer. And then the conditions are going to deteriorate again, I think, after tomorrow.
All right, so we'll see how that goes there at the French Open. Say good day to Jules for us. Wish you a happy birthday, Craig.
And
we'll look forward to chatting tomorrow.
Yeah. The hills are alive with the sound of music.
A beautiful voice from a beautiful man, Craig Gabriel, covering the French Open for us.